Illinois' social services, parks, and historic sites. Lawmakers are waiting for the governor to act on a measure that would take $221 million from dedicated accounts to fund these areas. The legislature approved the fund sweeps earlier this month. Cross, who visited Urbana today, says forcing the hand of the governor may even require legal action.
And I don't know if there's a potential lawsuit or any litigation to force him to do it. Certainly, people are going to look at that. You're going to see, for instance, substance abuse money was restored, and members of our caucus are very concerned about that. So we will take whatever actions, and we'll try where we can to work in a bipartisan manner to see that this money gets appropriated correctly and properly.
Cross calls state parks and historic sites economic engines for downstate Illinois. They're slated to close November 30th, and layoffs in other areas are set to start the end of this month. The governor said yesterday that he won't restore those funds until he's sure the plan can withstand an economic slide, fearing further cuts. Talks have bogged down between union members and an 8-county cooperative that supplies teachers and services for children with disabilities. The Eastern Illinois Area for Special Education employs about 300 people, serving 29 school districts from Douglas County south to Effingham County. But union members and administrators have not been able to come to terms on a contract since talks began over the summer. The cooperative's director, Michael Ault, says the next round of bargaining will be done with a federal mediator. John Pavey of the Illinois Education Association says both sides are bargaining in good faith, but they felt a mediator was needed to make progress. A meeting with the mediator has not yet been scheduled. A national energy policy expert visiting the University of Illinois says tackling climate change and energy independence may lead to higher energy prices. Paul Portney is dean of the Eller College of Management at the University of Arizona. He says on the one hand, new energy technologies will be more expensive than conventional fossil fuels. On the other hand, Portney says a higher tax on gasoline could encourage people to switch to more fuel-efficient cars.
Once we recognize the budget difficulties that the country has in the long term, that taxing gasoline as a way to provide revenue so that we don't have to increase income taxes or taxes on savings, that taxing gasoline and things that we want to discourage will be seen as something that both helps us deal with an environmental problem and also a fiscal problem.
But Portney says incentives to conserve energy and protect the climate have to come from the markets as well. Portney took part in a panel on climate change policy at the U of I this afternoon. He was interviewed this morning on Focus 580. A state lawmaker says Governor Rob Blagojevich is only hurting himself by not releasing information on his expanded health care program. Blagojevich's Department of Health Care and Family Services rejected a Freedom of Information request from the Associated Press for numbers of participants in the broader family care program and how much it's cost. Administration officials have not responded to repeated requests for comment. Bill Hain is chairman of the Senate Insurance Committee. The Alton Democrat says Blagojevich should release the data to convince the General Assembly to go along with the plan. Lawmakers rejected Blagojevich's requests three times to expand health care. He proceeded anyway, and two state courts have told him to dismantle the program. It's 5:33.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from Christie Clinic Association, with offices in Champaign, Urbana, Rantoul, Mahomet, Tuscola, and Danville, providing quality health care to the residents of Central Illinois.
Now here's Mike Sola with a look at weather.
Thanks, Jim. It's down to 55 degrees on Friends Plaza, Northern Illinois. The clouds have started to roll in and some cloud cover across West Central Illinois as well. And in fact, a few scattered clouds across East Central Illinois and Western Indiana. And once again, it's a scenario that we will see clouds rolling through occasionally, but the precipitation will hold off. Right now, there's a line of moderate to areas of heavy rain with a couple of thunderstorms well to our west, well into western Missouri, with the strongest storm right now just to the north and east of Kansas City. The low pressure center of the storm system is back in eastern Nebraska, just to the south of the Omaha area, and the core of that low pressure area has enough cold air circulating in that they are seeing some pockets of now moderate snow across south central Nebraska and in through western Minnesota, eastern South Dakota. So definitely a cold core to that storm system. And again, we look for rain to start to work its way east of the Mississippi River with some scattered showers in western Illinois as early as tomorrow afternoon. For eastern Illinois, the clouds will increase by tomorrow with a few showers late in the day. For Champaign-Urbana tonight, we look for a partly cloudy sky, windy conditions, a low of 39. Tomorrow, mostly sunny early, clouds increasing through the day. Another windy day tomorrow with the winds out of the east to southeast at 12 to 24. High temperature tomorrow around 60 degrees. Then cloudy with periods of rain tomorrow night with a low of 45. Rain on Friday, the high 53. Showers Friday night, the low 44. And cloudy on Saturday with occasional showers and the high temperature at 53 degrees. 55 degrees on Friends Plaza at 5:35. I'm Mike Sola.
From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Bloch.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Nearly four decades ago, a major oil spill off the coast of Santa Barbara, California, turned the country against offshore drilling. It took a huge toll on the environment, and the federal government wound up banning any new offshore drilling in American waters.
And that's the way it remained until this year. The Bush administration lifted the ban as oil prices hit an all-time high. Coordinated cheers of "Drill, baby, drill" have become a regular